All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We're back with the first Super Seducer, because, yeah, we did three, and let's just go back to the first one. And, we already had some stuff that we did on it, but we're not exactly sure, but it's been a while. And these are the enhanced versions, because what they did is they released one and two, and they enhanced them with the engine from three. Because they said that engine works better, it's got bug fixes, and a bunch of other features. Okay. So this is the definitive version. Now, as for the Super Seducer franchise, it's dead. Richard LaRuna pretty much said, we don't have the money to really make games anymore. They were going to do Horror Seducer. And basically that fell through because they don't have the money to do it. And his wife is really upset because his wife worked with him on this and a lot of other people worked together.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a ton of money they spent. And by the way, Richard LaRuna, he's banned from Facebook. Like, it literally, he posted on his Twitter. It says, the name Richard LaRuna goes against our content policy. Wow. His name is banned from Twitter. Not Twitter, Facebook. And that just, and I guess he's banned from Instagram now,
too.
He makes
girls with wieners.
I guess I don't know. But you know what's interesting? I looked at his Twitter feed, and there was a woman, she had an anime profile, so it's hard to tell. But there was a woman that said she actually got something out of his stuff as a woman. I guess she's a woman, a lesbian woman. And his advice worked for a lesbian woman looking to get with other women. So there you go. That's something we didn't expect, right? And she wasn't talking about the comedic or the entertainment value. She's talking about the game in general. It literally helped her to attract other women.
I'm assuming she's a butcher lesbian
going after
a certain kind of female.
Must be. But it worked. And there's a lot of other people that have said on the Twitter that it's working for them. So definitely check out Richard LaRuna. I follow him now on Twitter. But I don't know. I think he's a good guy. I think he had the right thing about it. And, you know, even people on the internet were like, oh, he wasn't doing this to actually try to get people laid. Well, if that's true, he wouldn't have written the four books he wrote before he worked on this game.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, you try to follow it word for word and it doesn't feel like you, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But it at least puts you in the right direction. If you can build your confidence enough to do some of it, it'll help you.
That's why the last video I did for 3 was so important, because that was all about that. Inner self was so important.
Yeah.
Because that was about building your confidence. He says he reads daily affirmations. He has these affirmations. And I explain, I'm not going to go over what I said in the video, but basically, you know, when you would write an affirmation, you would say, people find me interesting. I'm good in conversation. You know, you never say, people don't reject me. You say, people find me interesting. People find me pleasing. People like what I have to say. They enjoy, you know, you say that over and over again so that it comes into your head and it just becomes part of you. And he actually showed old pictures of himself.
Yeah.
Before he was anything.
Yeah.
And believe me, he built himself up. You know, and that's what I don't get about these people that are so upset. Oh, you're teaching these men blah, blah, blah. But this man built himself up to what he is today.
Well, that's like people that say, I could never start a company because...
Yeah.
All that, and then they see him, he couldn't have started a company.
You know, one cool thing he said, and I'm going to go over it again, is he said, if there's ever something that you think you can't do because of, you know, an issue that you have... Read a story of somebody else that had a similar issue and was able to overcome it. He says, if you look on the internet, you will find people that have had the same issues that you do and were able to do the thing. So that is, he said it can be very inspiring and it's helped him a lot. Right now he's playing a lot of games. He's talked about all the different games he's playing. But without further ado,
fake it till you make it.
Let's go ahead and play Super Seducer. So we already passed Girl on the Street, but it said that we didn't, so...
It's been a while. I bet we picked the wild decisions.
We probably did.
Because we were having so much fun with that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I wear when I'm on a leisurely stroll through the neighborhood.
Talk to her from a few meters in front of her and slightly to the side. Pretend to be blind. Wolf whistle. Wait until she is passing you, then talk to her. Walking next to her. Yo, what up, girl? Walking with her.
Walking next to her.
Talk to her from a few meters in front and slightly to the side?
Yeah, try that. Sure. It seems a little...
That's correct. When you stop a girl on the street, you need to be directly in front of her and also leave enough space so that she can slow down and comfortably stop.
He doesn't have that beard anymore, I noticed, either.
It's just trimmed.
Yeah, I saw you and wanted to let you know you look very elegant. Don't I know you from one of... Hey, don't I know you from one of my yoga classes? Didn't we both go to the same college? Hey, do you have a minute? And then we have, I think you're beautiful. I'd love to go down on you right now. Hey,
do I have a minute?
She might not.
Or do I know you from somewhere? That usually...
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure I've seen you in my yoga class. Do you go there?
No, I don't do yoga.
You don't?
No.
Not at all?
No.
We should try.
You probably should have said, do you have a minute, but sometimes that sets them up to say no.
Okay. Okay. Oh, well, this one actually allows us to...
So I just saw you, and I'd love to get to know you, so do you have a minute?
No, actually.
She doesn't have a minute. She doesn't have a minute.
Why did you ask that? Gives her the opportunity to say no.
Oh, okay.
Do you have time?
Well, no, that's what I said. Because remember I said have a minute, and I said, what if she doesn't?
All right.
Then we have to do that, because then we both go to the same college. Gives her a chance to say no.
Yeah.
I just saw you and wanted to know you look very elegant.
I mean, she's one.
But isn't that just like a regular... cat like compliment that all women get?
You try.
Excuse me, can I tell you something really quickly?
Sure.
I just saw you and wanted to let you know that you look really elegant. And I love the skirt as well. It's really summery.
Thank you.
Oh well, see you later.
Yeah.
It's direct, it's made her smile, and it's made her feel like speaking to you. So it's a nice confident way to start in the street. So what's your plans for today?
I'm actually going to the park to feed the squirrels with my friend.
What? Feed squirrels?
Feed the squirrels.
So I know where to stalk you.
Squirrels?
No, just the squirrels. We, we got them to be our friends.
What do you feed them? Like hot dogs?
almonds?
Almonds?
Yeah.
That's their favorite, is it?
It seems to be.
That's nice. Well, they're really squirrels?
Cute. They are very cute.
You like almonds?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
What size is your neck?
Buy some almonds, go feed the squirrels.
You should try it sometime.
Okay.
And what are you doing today?
She asked you a question.
Ask her a question to get her to do most of the talking. You gotta keep her talking, right?
Ask her questions.
Do you live local around here somewhere?
Yeah.
That's nice. And do you spend a lot of time in this area?
I do, yeah.
There's a nice coffee shop just down there. Have you been there?
I have, but I'm going to meet a friend actually, so I need to go.
See, okay, that sounds like...
Is it he or she?
Oh, you give her time. Oh, you're after you have to take the dominant role.
I actually shouldn't do most of the talking, so you don't want to ask a bunch of questions.
Okay.
You want to make statements and do most of the talking yourself.
Okay. So you fair.
Can... Yeah. Could I kiss you? I know we just met.
And then I'm going to meet some friends, but I've got like 40 minutes, and that's why when I saw you, and I thought you looked friendly, so that's why I came over and said hi.
Okay.
In the early stages,
well, anyway.
Right.
You do want to make most of the conversation so that she has a chance to relax, get comfortable talking to you, snap out of the mindset that she was in, thinking about what she's doing and where she's going. So that's the right one. We might hire some bikes and go riding around the park. There's like a nice spot where they rent out bikes and it's on the lake.
Yeah, but you ride bikes in there?
Well, I'm English. You know what we do, like the penny farthing and the suit on,
okay.
Sitting really up straight.
That's very fancy.
I will change.
Okay.
Shaking.
earrings for Thatcher.
Find an excuse.
Nice earrings.
Find an excuse to take off your shirt to show off your physique.
I hate to tell you, he ain't got much of.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He's a bit peckish.
He posted some on Twitter because he said he's been pursuing fitness. And he said, this is me when I did Super Seducer 3, and this is me now. And he's really put on some muscle.
Put on some weight. Yes, he's got to eat a lot of protein.
You know, I mean, he's got plenty. Well, they said that they didn't make a lot of money, and they were kind of struggling. So I don't know what he's doing right now.
I think a lot of it is this economy bleeds over to other countries.
Yeah. That's what hairstyles she thinks would be good. They said they live cheaply. That's what him and his wife said. They live cheaply.
Live cheaply. I wish I could find a woman that liked to live cheaply.
Right?
I'd be a catch.
That's what hairstyles she thinks would be good for you. Start touching yourself to get her turned on. That's what she does for a living.
I almost want to do that just to see how it goes. I know
what
the answer's going to be.
That's what she does for a living, but because she looks artistic.
You look autistic. Oh. What do you do for a living?
Artistic, not autistic.
They call me the good doctor.
Oh, no.
Plug. No. I got to keep that show going for 10 years. I love watching that show.
Ask what hairstyle she thinks would be good for you. No, that gives her a chance to talk.
Let's not let the lady do the talking.
Well, yeah, because she gives him a chance to say no, is what he said. So, let me see.
Yeah, speaking of squirrels, you can help me with this.
Okay.
I was thinking of getting my hair cut. What do you think? Do you prefer long or short hair?
I kind of like the long hair.
Yeah?
Have you ever put it back?
Well, like in a ponytail?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried that.
Maybe try it more?
Could do, yeah. You think it looks still right masculine, it's all right?
I kind of like it.
Okay, nice one. Thanks for the advice.
Sure.
Not the best option, and psychologically, it's important to remember that asking for advice on dumb stuff, as if you don't know what you're doing, is not such a good thing to do in the early stages with a girl.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Are you single? Introduce yourself. Ask your name, then say it's your name, too.
Look up her skirt!
Are you single? Introduce yourself.
Oh, you can play these for hours and have fun.
Oh, I know.
And your name?
Alexa.
It's good that you have a name. I was just waiting for it a while, but it's good that you have one.
Thanks.
Rather than just asking her name, you can always introduce yourself. It's a little bit different to what most guys do, and it's a positive difference.
Okay.
What kind of things do you like to do in your free time?
I actually don't have a lot of free time. I work a lot, so when I'm not working, I like to be outside.
Yeah.
I try to be outdoors as much as possible. I actually bike before you mentioned.
Okay.
I just try to be outdoors.
Are you one of these active people that's always doing stuff?
Yeah, it's hard for me to stay sitting down.
Not couch potato.
Well, every now and then, but in general, no, more active than down.
Oh, couch potato.
I'm kind of semi-active.
Yeah. What about a cum dump step?
Actually, I prefer it when someone else plans everything and they're like,
a lot lizard.
Yes,
okay.
Given the choice, I'll
that's
just chill at home.
Completely different.
Cheerio.
A lot lizard is the trucker. Yeah, they talked about that all the time. Some of my fans are truckers. They tell me all about it. Can I have your phone number? Sell her on one of your hobbies. Listen, I need to meet some friends, but I'd like to see you again. What's your number?
Maybe a Ridge Rabbit. No.
I like this one.
Okay, listen, like I said, I'm meeting those friends, but why don't you give me your number and we can keep in touch, maybe meet sometime.
Sure.
See?
Cool.
That was good.
Have fun.
You too.
See,
sure.
I got that
one. Because you didn't break your plans, so didn't like...
Well done, you got a fake number.
Oh!
Can I have...
You call it a view God of War.
Okay.
No, that's actually one that does
love
it.
Love how... Okay, girl, but sell her on your hobbies.
Sell her on one of your hobbies? Love a
I feel like the can I have your numbers the same
thing
as B.
Have you ever tried climbing? You know, you know, like on these walls.
I've heard of it. Now, I've always wanted to, but I haven't yet.
I think this is one of those that it sounds different than what it actually is.
It's really cool, so you should definitely try it.
Yeah, I would like to.
Well, I don't know if they should really be talking for that long a length at the first time. I mean, it's the first time you've seen somebody. I don't just break down into a huge conversation.
Of course.
Make it so that they're finally like, yeah, I'd like to do that. That sounds great. So it's the right option in this case.
I see what he's saying, but it's elongated.
But seller on things would be like, I like skateboarding. You like skateboarding?
Yeah.
Like tennis?
It doesn't
really work that well.
No.
You ever tried fly fishing?
I don't know.
Well, you really should.
Right.
You're a real bitch if you don't, if you know what I mean.
You're usually inside, and you've got a wall, like, in front to the sides and in the back, and you can hit
pickleball
like, anywhere. And I think it's the best exercise. You're constantly running. And
Yeah. It sounds kind of dangerous, but fun.
No, it's fine. It's fine. The ball is only, like, that big, so even if it hits you, it's not too bad.
Okay.
You can smash each other with the rackets, but it rarely happens. You should try it.
I might sometime. You said you work in IT?
Oh! You know what she's trying to do that for?
See
how much money he's got.
I'm an ass model. Then try to
touch your ass. Programmer, and then it's really boring and you don't like it much.
You gotta act like you enjoy it.
Say that you, and be passionate about it.
I tell you, I told women once how much I love Walmart. Didn't really resonate. No, I hate Walmart.
Right. Yeah, it sucks.
So many cool companies. I really love my job. So happy to go to work every day. And it's fascinating for me.
That's great.
See, but you got to act passionate
if you have
about
a job
it.
And you think it's boring, that's not important. The thing that you need to do is show that you have passion for something. If you do like your job, even if you think other people are not interested, speak passionately about it. And you can get them to buy in, feel at least the emotion, even if they don't understand it that well. So, you know, don't worry about it being boring. Worry about how you tell others about it and hope that your emotion will be contagious.
Okay.
So do you always stop girls on the street?
Yeah, actually quite now.
Not too often, but when I like the look of someone and I'm single, why not? I'm curious.
Only if they look like they're dying to be fucked. You know that ain't gonna the right answer.
No, not often at all. But I think when I'm single, when I like the look of someone, I figure why not start a conversation? Because you never know what will happen.
Yeah.
Could become friends, could date, or just have a nice interaction. Why not, right?
Definitely.
Is this the right choice? Because actually, it's honest and it's disarmingly honest. So. Is going to take
I still
back.
Say
you
should have gone for only if they look like they're
the
dying to be fucked.
And show that you're confident enough to say that instead of making up some rubbish. So
right.
It's the right choice. Well done.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a few minutes. Why don't I grab a coffee? Listen, I need to meet some friends. I'd like to see you again. You know, I live here and have the apartment all to myself. Give her your number. You want to try that again?
Hold on. Listen,
I have a few minutes. Why don't we grab a coffee? Give her your number. You know, I live near here and have the apartment all to myself. And then, of course, that's the one from the last time where we got the fake number.
Meet some friends, but
That's...
Okay, try A. Because if you give her your
number,
she's
going to
get
it
away.
I've got a few minutes right now, so do you want to just grab a coffee? What do you say?
Yeah, okay.
Great.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
What about the squirrels?
The very best result in the daytime is to go for the instant date, so that's correct. Well,
the squirrels are sitting. The squirrels are like, get up here, we were going to get on.
It's much better if you can say, listen, I've got time now, why don't we do something quickly? Notice that it's just a quick thing, so it's quite easy to say yes to.
To be a squirrel army.
This guy, though, he,
That's correct. When you
he's like the anti-fapping, like,
don't
masturbate no matter what.
Yeah.
He's hitting on a waitress at this bar
Yeah.
and gave her the number, and
my other buddy was there and saw her just kind of, yeah, and then just slip it in the trash. Like, you don't ever just give them your number.
So this guy, oh man, he's one of those, man.
Well, alright. I don't want to say too much.
Don't say too much and dox the guy.
Some of my friends already know the story and might be listening.
That's fine.
Pretty soon. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, I've already made my criticisms on the NoFap. And also, I'm going to talk with a therapist. Actually, oh, this is a secret. This is a special. We are going to put this on BitChute. I don't see why not. Definitely not YouTube. I don't trust YouTube for anything. But a therapist has, that I've already interviewed on my show. We were talking a week ago.
Yeah.
He wants to be on, and we are going to bring up that conversation.
Yeah, I think we are.
Okay, yeah, because we are. Okay, well, I don't know if they know.
Yeah,
unless
you said so.
No, I don't believe I did. But we're going to be talking about this, and he says there's two things in NoFap. Now, he's recently had some family problems, but so he hasn't been able to really do anything right now. But he says when he does get a chance and he gets freed up, he wants to go ahead and do the show. And we are definitely going to talk about that. And I don't know if I'm going to be on his, which is on YouTube. But we're going to have a double show. Like, I'll be on his, and he'll be on mine. So basically, yeah, we're going to talk about this. Because he says that NoFapping is not good for men or women. Now, he did say that, you know, constant, it's not a good thing, like, constantly.
It's like moderation.
But the problem is, he says that if women aren't masturbating, it can be very, very bad for their, like, there's actually sexual consequences to that.
Now, I've also heard stuff like sex toys, if you get the wrong one, can overstimulate a woman. And that's why they have a hard time climaxing with a regular guy.
I understand.
Sometimes. Now,
actually, I have the message right here, so I will bring it up since we've got a little bit of time. He basically told me, he said, just give me a second. Okay, he says, I don't like NoFap, just as much as I don't like the 12 steps, because I don't think absolutes actually help someone. Never drinking again. Never masturbating again. They are unrealistic goals, in my opinion.
Nope.
And he says, I'm trying to find the original article I saw a long time ago. But if your household is strict and demeans masturbating, women can actually lose the neural pathways to be able to orgasm.
Don't kill again. And I always promise myself I'll never kill again. I'm just teasing myself at this point.
The brain sheds links it doesn't need if it's not being used. So not masturbating has the potential to be harmful.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
You can get backed up.
Yeah, he says, well, women can lose the neural pathways to be able to orgasm.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good at all.
That's what I tell a woman to get her in the mood.
No. Do I'm talking about at young health, ages. Woman. At young ages. I didn't even know this because I don't have that kind of knowledge. But he's talking about it from his perspective, you know, from his research.
I ain't never had to worry about that knowledge. I'm clean as a whistle.
Right. Well, we've got about 10 minutes, so let's go ahead and continue. We can probably
we
can do one more. I think we've done these girls in the bar, but we'll do one more.
I gotta pluck that nose hair. It's
live show, folks. Live show.
Don't care. It happens. Well, I knew a girl back in high school that had so much hair coming out of her nose.
Oh, I hate that.
I ain't seen it very often in women, but
that was when Ashley first started work. When I first started seeing Ashley at the job, she had a mustache. She had a mustache, and I think I mentioned it to somebody, and they must have got back to her. Because she started shaving it off.
No, if you're a woman, do not shave anything that you don't want to grow back fuller and thicker and longer.
Yeah. A handlebar mustache, not Yosemite Sam.
This would go for guys that are, like, entertaining the idea of growing a beard, but they're... right now they're just not producing. You know, some guys even in their 20s and 30s have a hard time growing a beard.
Oh, yeah.
My middle brother used to have the Joe Dirt where it only grows in here and here.
Right.
But you had to regularly shave
when
you're first getting facial hair.
That's why my beard grows so fast.
And that's why I say if you're a woman, do not you wax that. I used to have hair almost like not a very noticeable unibrow, but if you got up close to me, you could see I had some hair growing in the middle. I had to pluck that with some tweezers, but you pluck it enough, it ruins the roots and it won't grow back. Now I don't have a unibrow.
Okay.
And but you had waxing yanks it, you know, some of it out the roots, and so you keep doing that long enough,
mm-hmm.
you won't have to worry about it. Or you get lasered off. That's another route.
Oh, okay. All right. So, how will we break the ice? Ask them if they're talking about you. If they say no, then ask why not. That's a fucking... I don't know about that move. You have to be like... You have to be somebody for that. Hey. Ask them if they know what you like in a girl. The answer being your dick. Ask them to choose a present for your friend. Say you recognize her from school. Stealthily creep up on them from behind the sofa. Oh, we did that before, and that was funny.
Recognize from your school. Stealthily creep up on them behind the sofa.
That was funny.
I think we did that.
Yeah, we did that one. Say you recognize her from your school?
No.
Ask them to choose a present for your friend.
They didn't say no.
Ask them if they're talking about you.
If they say no, then ask them why not. That sounds funny.
It sounds like you have to be somebody to do that. And that's
Do you have to be somebody?
Yeah, if you were like a celebrity and you said something like that, they would probably be all over you.
Well, that's the joke of it. Is you're not
right.
Somebody.
Well, you want to try it.
Try it.
Where do you want to go next? We can just change.
Yeah,
on the
chair.
Yeah, we'll have a drink.
Hey, girls. Are you talking about me?
No.
Well, why not?
Why should we?
It's a great subject.
You think?
Yeah. Probably that's number one, and then number two would be about guys, and number three about shopping. Like, top three subjects. Hmm.
But talking about you as a man, talk as well.
Yeah, I combine all three. And I go shopping. So you can just talk about me the whole time. We'll be fine.
That's funny.
That's correct. It's a nice one. It's a cool, funny...
Okay.
Girls like funny guys.
Okay.
Not funny looking, just funny intellectually.
Well, if you're funny looking and funny, it doesn't matter. I'm serious. There's some funny looking guys that get by.
I've seen some funny looking girls. Couldn't tell me a joke. That would change my mind.
Yeah. Women are a little different, though. You'd be surprised what some women are actually into.
I've met some girls that aren't just great looking at eye day.
Oh, no.
But they're really great people. And I mean really great people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, let me guess. So, I think
but very interesting.
You studied fashion. And I think you studied drama. Is that exactly right?
No. Opposite.
The opposite. So you studied opposite. Fashion and she studied drama.
No. I studied economics. Uh-huh. Yeah, I studied business.
Okay.
Yeah, so that has nothing to do with drama.
Economics and business.
Not really.
Oh, man. Related to the business between her legs. Go into details talking to the girl you like. Ask her about her favorite modules. Say that it's cute and easier than a real major like math and science. Compliment her on choosing tough subjects. Accuse them of being materialistic. Suggest they would be better without money. Transition to singing. No.
You don't want to do that or saying, math or science. Go into details. Your favorite modules. Or I compliment them on choosing tough
subjects. Let's try this one.
Well, that's interesting, actually. So, what did you do in your course? Like, what kind of case studies did you have about this?
It included everything, like how to start your own business, everything.
Like entrepreneurship, leadership, and all of that.
Everything.
What was your favorite module?
I don't like it.
I love statistics.
I like to count.
Yeah.
You had
one, two, three.
Three!
I know, but I didn't say it typically because it made it.
Accounting.
Accounting.
I am a count. One, two.
No, accounting.
Accounting.
Two smacks.
You know.
I
wanted to like accounting.
What did you account?
But I could never find that missing $600. And I got really pissed off.
Your reason people have accountants is because it's a boring thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you make the money, you like that part, but I don't think.
Sure.
But if you talk to a girl, act like you're passionate about accounting, that just makes them so wet between the legs.
No, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, you're liable to slide on the floor if it's tile.
Do you mind if I just keep talking to my friend? We haven't seen for a while.
I just sit here and you carry on.
I don't know. I prefer you leave.
Oh!
Well, look, I understand you want to talk to her now, so I'll let you get back to her, but why don't you give me your number, and then if...
No, you just fucked up.
If she gets in a horrible accident, or if she just leaves the country, then you're welcome.
That's so rude.
Why? It sometimes happens. It's very dangerous.
No, I'm
going to
give you my number.
I don't want your phone, I want your number.
No, no, my number, no, my phone number.
Email, Facebook.
No, thank you.
Skype.
Who even use Skype nowadays?
Anastasia 496. Anastasia.
No.
88.
No.
Anastasia 2001.
I just told you no.
Now he's just acting like a nut. Don't be that guy.
Now you're being a bitch. I'm gonna.
Now you're being like a bitch. She's gonna be like, me too. Or
ever with you. Can you leave us, please?
I can, but I won't. No, actually, I will. All right. No, I respect that. You girls have fun talking.
Yeah, we will have fun.
Yeah. I'm going.
Well, that was a bad choice, and it took forever.
Yeah.
Here you've given too much attention to the girl that you're interested in, kind of ignored the friends leading her.
Oh, okay.
Plus,
I didn't know that wasn't the part. They had one for the girl you like more.
Don't do it. Okay. Compliment her on choosing
tough subjects.
I like that, you know, because a lot of people, they do, like, I don't know, some simple, easy subject, but doing business is really nice.
You know, it's kind of funny how something that wouldn't bother a guy to be asked turns into such a big deal for a girl.
No.
I don't think so. I think they study Instagram.
Oh, right. Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
But did you do well at university? You got good grades?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, it's cool. Well done. You'll notice that in the interactions, we want to balance validation. You know, saying,
oh, validation.
Girl feel good.
Right.
Or challenging. And now, in this case, is something that they've worked hard on. It's an achievement. So why not say, well done, you know, and give them some validation there for that.
A lot of the pickup artists would say to pay the one you're not interested in more attention to make the other one jealous.
Right.
You look very young.
Oh, thank you. Relief.
And you know what? I would guess that she's like the crazy one. Yeah. And I think you're the sensible one. So she's getting drunk and you're like, look, chill, come on, let me get you home. Is that right?
A little bit.
Yeah,
it depends. She can go crazy.
I can sense she's a raving alcoholic. Yeah. And you're the one that saves her from all the random dicks flying her way.
Who gives good advice out of you two? And who's the one that has problems and then who's the one that gives advice?
We're girls. We always have problems.
Yeah.
We're girls. Like, I think she's more.
Yeah? All right, cool.
Do the best friends test on them. Look at the girl you're interested in. Ask which one is the leader. Ask her friend to leave you two alone for a little while. Do the best friends test on them.
Have you ever done the best friends test?
I think we tried this one last time and it worked well.
Alright, let's do it right now. You ready?
Yeah.
What shampoo do you use? There we go. You don't even need to tell me. You've already passed the best friends test, because best friends, they communicate unconsciously. So when you ask people, yeah, if people are very good, you just did it again. So if people are really good friends, they always kind of look and then, you know, give the answer if someone asks them something. And if you weren't good friends, you'd just answer directly. But it's like you're communicating something. Yeah, there you go. There you go again. It's just by the way, the look in the eyes, you communicate so much when you know each other very well.
I've never paid attention
to this. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely true.
Maybe I would do.
Yeah, try it.
Yes, barely.
This will work. It's a, you know, famous PUA routine. If you learn it, it's something you can go out and use in the bars and clubs. I've seen it work all over the world, and so you can do it. It's just a routine, so it's a bit, you know, it's a bit lame. In some ways, to have something prepared. But if you want to guarantee having conversations with girls, then learning a few of these things is a nice way to get your social skills up and get comfortable talking to beautiful women, because they are very engaging. So what were you doing before you came here?
We went for dinner.
Ah, dinner, nice. Where'd you go? Italian? Or?
No. We had some fast food.
Yeah, like burgers and fries.
Tell them what you did.
Tell them what you did. Say that, yeah, you don't try to watch your figure either. Say that it's bad in one way, but good in that she'll put anything in her mouth. Be playful about how it's a little incongruent. Tell them about how you're a vegan and try to convert them.
I would say either A or B.
You know what, I do find that a little incongruent. You know, you girls in your nice dresses looking all fancy, and then you're just like, oh, eating burgers.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it feels a little bit weird, but
it's okay once in a while, though, right?
Yeah.
This is perfect, you know, something that is very safe to tease about. It's not their, you know, their favorite thing in life. Is something that they know they shouldn't do, so it's a nice thing to do.
Oh, so you know it's incongruent, right?
You know you should eat right, but
focus on the girl you like, ignore her friend.
No.
Give both equal attention.
This won't mess things up, but it's not the best course of action, because you do want the girls to understand which one of them you like.
Wow.
So what do you chicas like to do in your spare time? How about you?
I like to dance.
You're a dance? Oh, don't say that about yourself. What did you say?
I like to dance.
Ah, dancing. Yeah, nice. Okay. What else?
That didn't work.
I go to the gym a lot.
Alright, cool. And how about you?
Oh, I have so many interests. I watch movies, I'm crazy about TV shows, and like a freak, I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And I also like love playing with my dog.
Uh-oh. Oh!
I think the last time you made a big deal about that one, because you're like, you have no idea how many.
Yeah. Well, it's gotten worse.
If they're done.
It's gotten worse since then.
I don't.
Yeah, it's gotten super worse since then.
I like dog fighting. I like dog fighting. It's good.
Beans.
Say what is beans sweet and that people. Pets are generally more caring.
We're gonna do that.
Yeah. Say you have fish. fresh fish.
Well, that's interesting, actually, because I was reading this thing, in general psychology or something, and it said that people with pets, and especially dogs, and is it a boy or a girl?
Always don't say a website, just say general psychology. It makes it look like you read a book.
Pets, who really like them, and you said you did. It means they're really caring people in general in life.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very interesting,
actually. Yeah, that's interesting.
So it's the kind of idea that, you know, you meet someone, and then if you find out they really like animals, they have a pet, it means they're, you know, you can trust them, and they're probably a good person.
That's interesting.
Cool, hey?
I think that's true in some ways.
Is it true about her?
Yeah. Exactly.
So they take very good care of their animals. They're probably...
Oh, yeah.
Whether you love animals or not, it doesn't matter. You have to understand that she does, right? So... is something that you
should... As soon as I start dating her, that dog's gone.
Contradict, why not say something positive about it? And there's an example that you can use all the time, because a lot of girls love dogs or cats. Lizzie, can you tell her to just stop talking so much? She's just talking all the time. Is she always like that?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. She doesn't really say
yeah.
much. But she's sweet. She seems very sweet.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, talk about her to someone else in front of her.
Get physical by checking her muscles. Oh, we did that before.
I feel like 5 years.
Yeah.
And what about you? Do some
gym? Just some
celebrating
jogging,
the fifth anniversary of you asking
like
me this question.
Wallet,
that was a good one. Something like that.
Okay, wait, let me check your muscles. That's not bad actually.
Right?
Compared?
No, pretty weak, you know?
Yeah. Check this out. Maybe, yeah? Like a rock.
Oh, right. Actually, you want to check it?
Check it as hard as fine.
Amazing.
You really have too much going on, but you
gotta
admit, like, he's confident.
It'll swim by in a minute. Give it a second.
It allows you to get a little bit physical, and it usually brings out some smiles, so it's something you can try. Well done, it's the right choice. So you girls are in pretty good shape, so I think you must do more than jogging. You do some sports.
Well, sometimes I play squash, but not as often as I
squash.
Okay, I play a little bit as well.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
What else? Anything else?
I used to play basketball when I was in college, I was on
okay.
That's cool as well.
Yeah.
You watch the NBA or you don't watch it?
I used to, yeah. I was crazy about it, but I have my job now and I don't have plenty of time, so...
I think another thing he's not really addressing is he's playing down his part. Like she said, I play squash. He doesn't like, I play it all the time, or I play it, you know, or trying to say how much you know the game. He just goes, oh, yeah, I play a little bit, and then goes on to.
We did Strawberry Fields.
Because he likes psychology tests. Things like that.
Yeah.
Would you like to try some acid and see
that?
Some strawberry fields?
Yeah.
Have you done this one called Strawberry Fields?
An Indian gave me this.
No.
Okay, try this right now with me, both of you, okay? So, maybe close your eyes, it will help. So close your eyes.
Ringo's are a black sheep.
In some beautiful place. And then up ahead, you see a field of strawberries. And tell me, there's a fence around it. How high is the fence? Just show me with your hands how high it is. Okay, cool. Okay, nice one. All right, that's enough. And then, yeah, you can put your hand up. And then the next thing, so you go in there and you want to eat some strawberries. How many strawberries do you eat? What's your answer?
I will eat as many as I can.
Okay. And yeah, how about you?
Me too.
Loads of strawberries.
Yeah,
okay.
Strawberries.
Ah, but then you've eaten all the strawberries, you're leaving, and then the farmer comes, and he's like, you ate all my strawberries. And then what do you say back to him?
I would just say, I'm sorry.
What would you say?
I'm hungry.
I was hungry. Okay. All right, you can open your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what it means, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. So the first
absolutely
one, how
nothing.
Fences, that's your barrier to sex. Yeah, like how open you are, because strawberries represent passion and stuff for a woman. So yours was kind of here, so it's like medium. Yours was really high, like a huge fence. So it means, you know, you're quite difficult to have sex with, basically. But anyway, you don't have to answer if that's true or not. But then the number of strawberries you eat is your sexual appetite.
Okay.
So some girls, maybe they say, oh, let's have like half a strawberry.
I wonder how much that's actually worth.
And then go have a few strawberries, but you, what did you say? You ate every strawberry in the world?
Yeah, like,
okay.
All I wanted.
And then the final thing is what you say after sex. So when the farmer catches you. So when you say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry! I'm hungry.
Yeah, you said I'm hungry. Yeah, you're hungry after sex, right? It's normal.
Yes, that's
perfect.
So funny. I'm sorry.
I think that was dead on. Psychological test to win.
Whoa! Interesting.
So where do we go from the strawberry field analogy?
Thing that works. Again,
again, I'm feeling rare, hungry for strawberries.
So it's not ideal. We don't want you to just learn a bunch of stuff and go out and repeat it. But
yeah.
If you do find yourself in a boring situation, you know, a date that's not going so well, talking to a girl and you think she's not that into you, why not have it ready? You know, it's quite interesting. And you can always just say it's a psychology test that you saw online, right? So what do you guys do? What about you, Anne?
I have a fashion store.
Oh, yeah? Selling clothes?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't work at the moment.
Unemployed?
Yeah.
Tell her to hire a friend for work? What? Tell her to hire a friend to work for her making clothes. Try to hook her up with your friend Karim, who can be her Kareem, who could be your sugar daddy. Ask her what's her dream job.
Ask her what her dream job is.
I don't know.
I didn't hear everything was asked.
Sometimes unemployed.
She said she was unemployed.
So for you, like you're looking for something, or you just.
Yes, I'm looking for something suitable for me, but...
What's your dream job?
I want to open a flower shop.
Oh, that's nice. Because when you said I don't do anything, I just thought you were at home painting nails and, like, getting some drinks.
Nail?
And you buy your own drinks and stuff.
Painting nails and eating pickles with your dog.
Yeah. Trying to?
Eating all the strawberries.
Nice, just
apologize.
Good one.
Good
luck. Girls seem really nice, but do you have any bad habits?
No.
Drug abuse?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Alcohol? Got you.
That's not a bad habit.
Cheers.
No,
cheers. No, that's not a bad habit, she says.
That's what all alcoholics say. Bet you could quit any time, too.
Yeah. Ask if the girl you like is a good girl. Ask which of the girls is sluttier. Ask if she will fuck after a few
one.
So, Anya, I don't know why, but I trust you. You seem very honest. So tell me, is she a good girl?
Yeah, she's a nice girl and very intelligent.
Oh,
thank you.
And what?
Very
she's nice, yeah,
intelligent.
Yeah, she's a good friend.
Right. A dialect.
Instead of directly saying, you know, I like you, a nice way to do it is to bring the friend in and ask questions about the girl you like. I've seen this work all over the world, and it's the right choice. Mm. So that's good that you were honest.
Seen it work all over the world.
Actually, I'm honest.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, she has a boyfriend.
She has a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Why she's talking to you then? Ask her, that's always a bad one to...
Ask her if he satisfies her. Say that a girl can never have too many dicks. Ask if she is going to marry him. Say she must be bored with him so you can have sex, and you can have sex
now,
with her 2 times a week.
I've
I like to marry him.
Had the married one, and try that one.
You got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, how long have you been together?
For like a year.
Oh, that's so sweet. So you're going to get married...
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, no, that's really bad. So why? What's wrong with him?
I don't know. We just have something.
Yeah, problems?
Yeah.
Unresolvable, interminable problems?
Yeah,
that's
I think
okay.
So.
I'm sure you still have some nice things in your relationship.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Excellent, because this allows you in a smooth way to find out how serious they are.
Oh, yeah.
It's what one of my friends did one time at this girl's, like, I'm actually dating someone. She's from California.
Right.
He's like, are you getting married anytime soon? She's like, no. He's like, what's it going to hurt?
Right. That's okay. Yeah, there you go. Ask if he would mind you two talking. Ask if he thinks she could, if she thinks you could beat him up. Leave because she has a boyfriend.
Hey.
Well, look, I don't want to disrespect your dude, so would he mind us talking?
No.
Like if he was watching us right now, and we were like, he would be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? If we took a selfie and he saw it, he'd be okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, he's kind of chilled, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Not too jealous. This works psychologically because you're taking away her independence. You're saying, well, would he allow you to talk to me. Like, are you
allowed
to
do that?
Oh, yeah. He's playing some psychological
shit. Yeah.
No man gonna tell me if I'm gonna fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I'm not allowed, and, you know, I shouldn't do it because he controls.
But some women would actually. Some women will be up.
Some of them want a jealous guy.
Yeah.
Actually, after they get married, they definitely want them to be protective and territorial. Because
we'll find out their plans for later and whether they live together. Ask if they've ever kissed each other and try to get them to kiss. Find out their plans for
plans.
Later.
Plans.
Did you make any plans for later? You can go around the night?
No plans.
Yeah. How about tomorrow? You don't need to wake up because you're, you're not working tonight.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do you need to open your shop early in the morning?
Yeah,
or you do?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't really need to do anything, so I can stay out.
Yeah, you can. We need to
get
some beauty sleep.
Mm-hmm. I don't need it. Exactly. This is an important step.
I don't need
you're
it.
Finding out important logistics that will tell you how easy it is going to be later in the evening to take one or both of the girls and do something with them.
Do something.
Don't get both their numbers. Should you turn it out?
The other and take the number. Tell the girl you really like to take her out and involve her friend. Shit.
I feel like maybe B.
Well, listen, we should definitely meet again sometime. Hang on, but let me check with Anya first because, you know, she can say, what do you think? You think we would have a good time with me? And you trust me, right? You know, I wouldn't like.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like the same killer would bring up a red flag.
It's comedy. I don't think it would.
Over in England, all they can use is knives. We got guns here.
Here you go.
Actually, serial killers rarely use guns, it seems like.
You have to remember that these girls are going to talk about you after you leave.
Oh, right.
Friends to big you up, to say nice things about you. And a good way to do it is to bring her in all through the interaction and here kind of get her approved.
Yeah, make sure that the friend approves.
That, you know,
yeah.
She's cool with
Cause
it.
You wanted
it's a good thing to do. Good choice.
Her to keep making sure she knew who, which one you're interested in.
Have a nice time for the rest of the night.
Yeah, have a good night.
See ya.
See you later.
He seems a really nice guy, right?
Yeah.
Think you should go out.
Yeah, one date.
One date? No.
Casanova.
Casanova.
That's correct. Nice one. It's a cool, funny line. You know, in the bar, I
3 of 25 wrong choices.
Very fast, right? And be more interesting than the boring conversation that they were having before you came. So.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. Two knocked out.
There's also an advice book.
This is the same this is the same engine as I have, but it probably wouldn't be compatible with mine, would it?
I don't know. Settings. There's really not much as far as the. Like, let's see. Super Seducer 2. Oh shit, it's gonna bring up a web page. Hold on, that's fine. I don't care if you see my computer. You'll notice it was cleaned up a little bit, which is what I did, yeah. Read this important update. You can't. You have to be online for that. It's just an update that they've fixed the engine. That's all. And there's extras that you unlock after you...
Yeah.
Yeah. After you finish the different levels in the game. You have to get perfect runs, though. Perfect run on two girls in a bar. You have to get perfect runs. That means you can't fuck up and make any bad choices. Get a perfect run on half the levels. Perfect round on all 9 levels. Ultimate Guide to Nighttime Part 2. Oh yeah, they're just alternate takes. But alright. That is Super Seducer. We don't know. We've done those before, but it was kind of good to kind of back through them and revisit.
Yeah.
Especially since some of you guys saw, like, when we do run this, I think I still had my snowball. So this is before I had like my Yeti and my kind of setup that I have now. So it sounds a whole lot better. But yeah, we're going to just continue on from here and really roll through these Super Seducers. So stay tuned for more. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord Dead Penetration. We are out on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with Super Snoozer. All
right.